gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tiffy Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
Welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone and give us a call. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Herbert.
Thank you, Michael. And we want to hear from you. We got a special guest joining us in this half hour. His name is King Moore. So stay tuned for that. And we will talk pets. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. So pick that phone up and let's talk pets right here on Talkin' Pets. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to talk about your pets. The lines are open. And, of course, at 818-818-6401, that's 818-818-6401. That's the number to call with your questions. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. So, pick up the phone, give us a buzz, and let's talk pets. But I want to welcome on a very special person right now. He is, I believe, 10 years old, and his name is King Moore. Hi, King.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We had a little technical problem at the opening there, but I'm sure you're used to that now that you're in showbiz.
Yes, sir.
So I got to ask you, first of all, I want to introduce you to Jasmine and Michael here in the studio.
Hey, King.
Hi,
King.
Hi, Miss Jasmine and Michael.
So I am a huge fan of America's Got Talent. And I actually was able to see you on America's Got Talent. And congratulations on having such an amazing talent.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
So everybody knows in America right now, how old are you right now, King?
Well, I just turned 10 like 3 months ago.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And you were 9 when I saw you on America's Got Talent?
Yes, sir.
Wow, even more amazing, actually.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you, at the age of 10... You've done more in your life right now than anybody that I can think of out there. And you have a cause that I want to ask about. And the cause basically has evolved into like an international sensation in terms of your campaign. Basically, it's what is the campaign called? It's a 501c, right, which is a nonprofit. And what's the name of the campaign?
It's my brand new global campaign. And I have about 10 different countries featuring on my song, Brand New, in their native language. And how it all got started, I was booked for this event in Moscow, and there was about 16 different countries there, and they all loved my song.
Wow,
and I asked them if they would make it. And of course they said yes. And then And I made this global campaign because it shows the world how we can work together. Our generation can work together and make this world a better place.
Wow.
Well, you got my backing now, King, 100%. You know, that's what this world needs right now. There's a statement that you made, which I find to be extremely important. And I outlined it here because I wanted to make sure I said it. Now, King Moore said, kids make up 50% of the population, but we are 100% of the future. And that is extremely important statement.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, that's right. We are the future, so that's why you need to invest into the future now so we can make this world a better place.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Well, you're like going to be. Are you going to go into politics one day, King?
No, please don't.
Well, if he does, though, maybe he'll finally make this world a better place.
True. Mm-hmm.
So, I want to play the song "Brand New" because you mentioned it. So, my producer here, Michael's going to get that up. Is this it, Mike?
This is it. Brand new.
Brand new. This is King Moore. You, King, you have a lot of songs out there because when I was going on Spotify to find some of your music, I was like, wow, this kid really did a lot of music.
Yes, sir. I have a lot of music out right now. And I have my first album out called History Made.
History Made. I did see that on there so people can find it on Spotify if you guys want to check it out, and I highly recommend that you do. But back to your campaign a little bit, Brand New. The collaboration has spanned from Europe to Asia to Africa to South America.
Wow.
And you were just 10 years old.
Yes, sir. Very surprising.
Well, you're my new friend.
Right? King, what grade are you in?
Well, I'm in fourth grade.
Wow.
And I'm homeschooled.
Wow. Well, I imagine. You're a very busy fourth grader.
Very busy.
A very, 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 very triple-double. Very good.
But it sounds like you have a lot of excitement going on, and it sounds like you have a really good head on your shoulders.
Now, King, where do you get most of your inspiration? Who inspires you?
Okay, so let me take you way back. So when I was 3 years old, my mom and dad bought me a smart TV and a tablet, and I love to watch YouTube. Like, my favorite app was YouTube. But I love to watch music videos from, like, Michael Jackson, Chris Brown, Drake, Bruno Mars, Justin Bieber, Soulja Boy, mostly everybody. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be just like them, but all of them combined. So I went to my dad and asked him, can I be a recording artist? He laughed so hard he said no at first, but he told me to come back when I was 5. So on my 5th birthday, on the exact day,
years later.
He made me wait 2 years. 2 years. Like, is he crazy?
There he is.
And then he asked me what I want to do for my birthday. And I was like, you know. I know what? You said you was going to help me. Help you with what? Be a recording artist. Then I started naming a lot of stuff. But that's going to take a long time if I do that right now. So
I used
his words against him.
Do you consider yourself more of a rapper than...
Well, not really. I love singing. Like, singing is, like, the best because I love pop and Michael Jackson is the great. Like, Michael Jackson's my favorite. And I have hair just
I
like
miss
Michael
Jackson.
Jackson. Yes.
His music was just amazing.
Yes.
Maybe King coming D. out then, April 26th.
Do you have any siblings?
Yes. Actually, I have an 18-year-old brother.
Okay.
His name is
Isaiah. Is he as accomplished?
Huh?
Is he as accomplished as you are?
Yeah, he plays football.
Oh.
Nice.
Cool.
That's great cool. at football.
Well, hold on to that thought, King. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back out, we'll continue on with questions for King Moore. If you have a question or a comment for King, we welcome him in at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, 818-818-6401. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets, but I do want to give a shout-out, KVEC, out there in San Luis Obispo, also WFNC in Fayetteville, North Carolina, KGMI, in Bellingham, Washington, and also WIBW in Topeka, Kansas, and WDLA in Walton, New York. Welcome on to the family of Talkin' Pets. You know that he slid. Haters gon' hate, but they loving this kid. But this is the moment we all should exist. And I'm just the one that don't stand on the line. I just go to the front, I'm on top of the list. If you can... Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Have you heard? Affordable healthcare is better than ever. And right now there are more carriers and plans to choose from. If you're between 18 and 64 years old with a household income of $25,000 or less, this message is for you. Right now, the government's Affordable Care Act is available for individual and family health coverage plans with little to no cost to you. Don't gamble your health. Call Health Care for All. 70% of callers qualify for a zero-cost health care coverage. See if you are one of them. Call now. Our agents are standing by to help you get the health insurance plan you and your family needs and deserves. If you're uninsured or struggling to afford your current health insurance, help is just a phone call away. This is not Medicaid or Medicare. This is the marketplace with the largest selection of healthcare plans from the Affordable Care Act.
to find a plan that's right for you.
Call 800-895-8120. That's 800-895-8120.
You, King Moore, and that's another one of King's songs. How do people find you? Like, how do I know you can find the music on Spotify, because that's where I found it, but how do they get a hold of you? Do you have a website?
Well, actually, I have my own app in the iOS store and the Google Play store. Just put King Moore, then you'll see my beautiful face on the picture.
It is a beautiful face.
And all my social media is at King Moore. That's KINGMOORE. That's at King Moore. KINGMOORE.
Yes.
Everywhere.
That's awesome. You are very well spoken and intelligent. It's very apparent.
So
Thank you
interesting.
So much.
We also got on, we're on Facebook Live as well at Talkin' Pets Radio, and we got a question for you from Ruckus Man. Online, he wanted to know, first of all, he says you have a very strong voice, which you do. Secondly, he wants to know, so out of two guys, two artists, which one do you like more, Prince or Michael Jackson?
Are you serious right now?
Right.
Are you serious right now?
Yep.
I don't even have to. I'm sorry, Prince. What? MJ all day. MJ I can put three people combined. It can be Frank Sinatra, Prince, or somebody else. It doesn't matter. Michael Jackson is always first.
What did you
always
think of
first.
As a female voice? What did you think of Whitney Houston?
Ooh, Whitney Houston. Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah.
A beautiful voice.
Oh, amazing voice.
A beautiful voice. Like, what?
Well, we're looking forward to your career, though, because you, at the age of 10, have gone wild with what you're doing. You're also involved with a dog app, right? It's called So Dog?
Yes, sir. So Dog is like a digital pet that helps kids control their emotions, express their feelings, and how to communicate with people. And I've been bugging my parents for a dog for like 4 years now. And it teaches responsibility because you have to wash the dog, walk the dog. You have to teach the dog a couple tricks, feed the dog, love the dog. It's just like a dog in real life, but digital.
I love that.
It's an electronic service dog.
Yeah, it's a good presentation in terms to begin with.
You know what's crazy? That when you talk to it, it talks back. You can communicate with it. But it teaches you stuff too, but you play games and it teaches you stuff. You don't even know that it teaches you.
Because it's fun.
Because it's so fun. Like, oh my gosh.
Well, you got to tell your mom, Yvette, that I said that it's time for a dog.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then probably when your parents see you that you're taking care of a dog, right, you could probably get a dog. You never know.
Yeah.
True.
But you sound really busy. It sounds like you're never home.
Yeah. So, King, you've done so much in such a short
That's
amount of time. What do you want to conquer next?
What's your next plan?
Yeah, what do you want to conquer next in the world? What's your next dream?
Well, I want to star in many movies, have my own TV show, perform the national anthem at all major sports games, tour around the world, and sell out stadiums. Okay. Like,
very ambitious. I love it.
Well, and you're just starting out. I mean, yeah. you've got more initiative and more oomph than anybody I know out there. And
you're probably
already
motivating adults.
You're definitely motivating
me. Thank
you. Get your life together, Michael.
Today.
You performed on not only America's Got Talent, King, but you were on Tamron Hall Show. Mm-hmm. You were also with Sierra at the BET Awards. Mm-hmm. You spoke at the White House?
Yes, sir. Because I was speaking on gun violence prevention in schools.
Mm. Wow.
Love it.
And Ms. Kamala Harris invited me to the White House to speak on gun violence prevention in schools.
Good for her.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, wow. I mean,
I know.
I want to keep up with you, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to keep up with you because your path right now is on a trajectory into major stardom and a spokesperson for what the world needs. You got it going on there, King. So I definitely want to, you know, keep up with you on everything that you're doing. And people are going to have to check out the So Dog app, and they can get their kids started with that before maybe they get a living, breathing pet in their house, which is a good idea.
That's a great idea.
So now, where are you going now? Now, I don't know if I'm misspeaking or not, but are you getting your own TV show?
Soon. Yeah, soon. Definitely soon.
I thought so.
I'm just going to speak it into the existence.
Right, right, right. Manifest it. Yeah.
Yes.
I think you deserve one, definitely. You'd be perfect on a TV show. So, yeah, that would be amazing. So this is like 10 years. Like, where do you see yourself, like Michael asked kind of, but in the next 5 years? Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, in movies. Having my own TV show. You should call everybody and tell them that.
Okay.
They're listening.
Maybe somebody's listening.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, let me tell you, you were on the biggest stage in America, America's Got Talent, but right now you're on the biggest pet show in America. So
what?
Yep. So there's people tuned in to
I'll
you
do a
right
pet
now.
Show.
Yep. Yep. I mean, you're on it right now, nationwide, and, you know, with social media and everything, you're all over the world right now. So, you know, I got to say congratulations on everything that you're doing, King. And, you know, I hope you'll keep in touch with us because we'd like to know, you know, where you're going next because you're just so evolved right already at the age of 10.
Absolutely.
And your voice is amazing, and you're quick. You're, like, right on there. You know your stuff.
I'm sure it's hard to argue with you when you want to go for something. You give your parents a good argument. I can tell. I'm a mom.
I'm a great negotiator.
See?
Just like my dad. And he's actually here with me. Say hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Gotta be so proud.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, nice to have you on. It was a pleasure speaking with King. This is one of his songs we're going to close with. But, King, tell everybody across America and across the world where they can find you again.
Well, all my socials is at King Moore. That's KingMoore. That's at King Moore. KingMoore.
And don't forget
and
to
now,
everybody. Go ahead.
And you guys can download my app, King Moore, on the iOS store and the Google Play store.
Sounds good. Sounds
love
good.
It.
And don't forget, everybody, about So Dog. He represents. So check that out for your kids as well. King Moore, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you for talking to us.
Yeah, you're awesome, man. Good luck with you.
Thank you for having me.
And wish you all the best in your endeavors.
Thanks to Mom and Dad as well. And we'll keep up with you, King. Once again, that's King Moore. Check him out.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse. And put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Gertie, a one-year-old boxer mix, is recovering at Helen Woodward Animal Center after surviving severe abuse believed to be consistent with being used as a bait dog in illegal dogfighting. Found dumped on the roadside in Tulare, California, she was emaciated, scarred, and suffering from serious injuries, including a mutilated muzzle and torn ears. Medical exams revealed signs of extremely cruelty, starvation, restraint, and forced breeding at a very young age. Despite her trauma, Gertie has remained gentle, affectionate, and trusting, endearing herself to veterinary staff with her enthusiastic happy tail wagging, a sign of her resilient spirit. She faces weeks of recovery, but her song highlights both the ongoing reality of illegal dog fighting and the possibility of healing through compassionate care. The center urges the public to report suspected dog fighting and supports efforts to help abused animals like Gertie through rescue and donations. For more information on Gertie or to donate to rescues like Gertie, please visit animalcenter.org/Gertie. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
There comes a moment when evening tells its secrets. Gertie would listen and be brave enough not to forget it. Gertie had the gift, the kind you can't give away. Just a mountain girl who saw the future in each day. Fly beyond the walls of the room, bringing back secrets like pretty balloons. She saw it so few see.
Many animals face significant challenges to successful mating due to environmental, biological, and human-related factors. Invasive species can disrupt native reproductive behaviors, while habitat or timing differences can prevent potential mates from ever encountering each other. In captivity, limited mate choice Inbreeding and failure to replicate natural conditions often hinder reproduction. Certain species are especially affected. Cheetahs struggle with low fertility linked to inbreeding and subtle estrus signals. Giant pandas have an extremely brief annual fertility window. And northern white rhinos face age and health-related barriers to natural breeding. Behavioral and psychological factors can also interfere with mating success. In contrast, some species can reproduce asexually through parthenogenesis when mating is not possible, allowing limited population survival despite these obstacles. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call. Jasmine, the dog trainer, is in the house to answer your behavior and training questions. But, as we always do, we have...
Let the games begin!
So, this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name the animal that makes this sound, we're going to send out to you a gift. You can go with SCOE 10X, the number one odor eliminator, guaranteed to take out any odors. One per household, by the way. And also, we have from Good Pets Foods, we have the Hip and Joint Plus, the Daily Probiotic, and the Daily Multivitamin coming out to you from Gino Sasani, our reptile guy. He's a musician as well and singer. He's got his CD, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles. We have the Pets, Pets, Pets book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets, and also from Silly Beads by Kayla. We have a couple of choices that you can pick out here. And she's got keychains, which she's got the Morgan Wallen keychain, the Starbucks handle for your cups, the Kansas City ink pen. They didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Also, she's got, there's one other one. Oh, the Starbucks handle. So you can go with those if you can identify. Oh, and we do have a calendar, by the way, the hippo calendar. That's out there for this year. Somebody needs to take home a hippo because it's already February.
But tiny hippo.
Tiny hippo. Here's the sound. What creature makes that sound? So, they're called African blank. They have pink glands above their eyes that help them cope with heat. So, what do you think it is that makes this sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, call, and you can pick out a prize. 818-818-6401, that is the number. Jasmine, I want to ask you, when it comes to a point that a dog is abused badly, and I'll use the example of, like, for baiting, like for, hate to point one right at pit bull fights, but they tend to use big dogs like that, and they use a smaller dog for baiting. Do you think there's possibility of turning the fear in that dog around? So
there can be, but it really just depends on the dog's temperament and how, you know, how they're worked with. So there's not really, that's not, there's not a yes or no answer to that. It depends on the unique circumstances of that dog's temperament combined with the approach.
But it can be done, though, that you can actually work with that dog too.
Yeah, I've worked with a lot of dogs that were rescued from those types of situations. Oftentimes, they're not necessarily fearful or aggressive toward humans because humans have to be able to handle those dogs in those situations. More than likely, they will have fear aggression with other dogs, but not toward people. So sometimes it's just a matter of you can't bring this dog around other dogs because they're fear aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, territorial type.
Defensive. Thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to go out to Melinda in Grants Pass, Oregon. Melinda thinks she knows what this is.
Hey, Melinda.
What do you think, Melinda?
African penguin.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Yeah.
How did you guess that? Because
wow.
I don't think I would have ever gotten that.
A lot of people think...
When my nephew was younger, we used to go to a lot of different animal books and sounds, and I remembered that from your clue about the heat and the pink eyes above the eyes.
Well, congratulations, because that was a good one.
Yeah.
So we do have, you could pick out one of the prizes that I mentioned. We also have a book by A.J. Hackswith. The book is called Toto, Good Dogs Stay in Kansas, Bad Dogs Go to Oz. We have that available as well. What do you think? What would you like to go with?
I think I heard you say you had some cat vitamins.
We have some dog treat vitamins, supplements.
Oh, okay. Something for cats. What else did you have for cats?
Well, if you've got cats, have you ever won or tried the SCOE 10X?
Yes.
Okay, good, because I love that stuff.
Right.
I could send you the book Pets, 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 which covers all cats, dogs, and all kinds of things.
Yeah, okay, so can I get the SCOE 10X again? Or?
Only once. Once per household.
Only once,
and,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. The keychains.
I have a keychain from, if you like country music.
A badge holder.
We have the calendar, the hippo calendar.
A Stanley Cup charm.
I have a keychain from country music.
I can hear
myself. You said you had dog vitamins?
We do.
I'm sorry to
good
be
pet
so
foods.
Difficult here.
Oh, no, please. Do you want me to send those?
Yeah, the dog vitamins would be good.
You got them coming out to you.
All right.
We got to get something in for the cats once again.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right, hold on, and we'll get your address there, Melinda. And congratulations. So, did you guys know it was an African penguin?
No.
I had no idea.
No. No.
So, African penguin. Pretty interesting. So, once again, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. We want to talk to you if you've got a training question or a behavior question. Reporting for Talkin' Pets, I'm John Patch. Firefighters are being hailed as heroes after rescuing a family dog trapped inside a burning home. Body camera footage shows first responders carrying the unconscious dog outside and administering oxygen. The dog survived and is recovering well. Fire officials say pets should always be part of a family's emergency evacuation plan and recommend pet alert stickers on doors and windows. A dramatic reminder that pets are family, too. For Talking Pets, I'm John Patch. Jasmine, what do you think about that? I mean, I used to hear a lot, because we used to talk about it here on the show as well, that the pet alert stickers, basically you could put them in windows where your pets are at.
I used to always have those on my doors or windows, and I haven't in the recent years, and I just thought about that because of that. Yeah.
It's a good thing to do, though.
Yeah. Well, because especially if you're not even home, I want somebody to know that my dog's in the house.
Right. No, 100%. I mean, they have baby stickers, too, you know. And you see them in cars, baby on board.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I'll see pet on board or dog on board or cat on board.
Yeah.
I think they're really important, though, because it's good for the firefighters to see that there is an animal in your house that needs help.
Yeah.
Well, once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Michael Hamburg.
Earlier we spoke with King Moore. Don't forget, you can check him out at King Moore. That is his Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. He's got it all at King Moore. This is Talkin' Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. That's 800-474-9528.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. That's 800-631-0976.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE number 10X.com.
Punxsutawney Phil emerged on Groundhog's Day in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, saw his shadow, and predicted six more weeks of winter. His most common forecast. Tens of thousands attended the frigid event, with temperatures near zero, and some boos followed the announcement. Boo! The tradition stems from Christian holiday Candlemas and old European weather lore, later adapted by German settlers using groundhogs in Pennsylvania. Despite Phil's fame, his accuracy is low. About 35% ranking, 17th out of 19 weather-predicting animals in a 2025 NOAA comparison. The holiday began in 1886 and grew in popularity after the 1993 film Groundhog's Day. This year, PETA called for replacing Phil with a hologram due to animal welfare concerns. An idea rejected by Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who defended the tradition. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Punxsutawney, PA, home of the famous furry forecaster, Punxsutawney Phil!
Every February 2nd at Gobbler's Knob, Phil the Groundhog does his job, predicting how long winter will last. Thousands come for the big forecast.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
Out to Oregon in Grants Pass, Lisa has a question for Jasmine the Dog Trainer about a dog and a couch. Hi, Lisa.
Uh-oh, did we lose her?
I think we lost Lisa. Lisa?
No, Lisa!
Are you there?
Well, she wanted to know how to keep her dog off the couch.
Mm. It really depends on what those circumstances are. Like, had they previously been allowed on the couch? is it that they don't want the dog on the couch when they're not on the couch, but the dog's allowed when they are on the couch? To show she's connected?
Yeah, it still shows that she's on, but she's not.
Lisa, can you hear us?
Lisa, time to come
Maybe
out of the bathroom.
Maybe she's got her phone muted.
She's in the bathroom. So, it's potty time. Oh, maybe she's finishing. All right, Lisa, if you want, call us back on that. But once again, we are open to your questions. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. My cat loves that, the Vitacraft, the lick and lap. I mean, I'll tell you, she'll go nuts for it. And you're training her to
give her paw.
And she's giving that paw, right?
Yeah, she always does. Because I, listen, she's a cat. I make every animal work for food. You have to give me, thank you. No, don't tell me no. I can tell you no.
She's on, if you're watching this on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, you'll see Jasmine and my cat.
arguing.
As you can tell by her size, she does like food. There's no doubt about that.
She
does not want to give that up.
No, she loves it.
She's getting mad.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Do you think that a lot of people, though, once they give their dogs the freedom to get in a bed or on a couch, that it's kind of hard to break them from that down the road?
It can be, because it's a habit now. So, you know, telling them that this is okay and now it's not okay, you have to, you know, condition them not to do it anymore. But a lot of times when I have clients that'll be like, how do I teach my dog not to get on the couch? It's okay for them to be on the couch when I'm on the couch, but when I'm not on the couch, I don't want them up there. Well, or like the dog is allowed to be on the couch all day while they're at work, mm-hmm. but when they have company over, they don't want the dog on the couch with the company. Or when the kids are on the couch, they don't want the... So it's hard to for dogs to understand that. Mm-hmm. And I think she's back.
Yeah, Lisa's back. So, Lisa, what's the circumstance? Is it when you're home the dog is on the couch, or is it when you leave the house that you know the dog is on the house? Because nowadays you can check in cameras.
Yep. Or you can see the spot of hair.
When I leave, he gets up on the couch. So he was our son's dog, and our son allowed him on the couch, yep. but I don't. And he doesn't go up on the beds. He doesn't try to even get up on the bed. He knows it's not okay. But I recently just got new furniture, and I don't want him up there at all. So I just cover my furniture when I leave with, like, things would be that would be uncomfortable for him, like chairs and things like that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just really, yeah, it's a pain to, like, have to cover everything before I leave.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And he has a comfortable bed, and I put him right beside us. And definitely when I'm home, he's not allowed up on the furniture at all.
So the environment has to deter him, because it sounds like he understands that you don't appreciate seeing him on the couch when you're home, so he doesn't get up there when you're home. But when you're gone, yeah. he gets on the couch. So the environment needs to deter him from getting up there. And so, like, the chairs are like a, you know, physical obstacle that prevents him from getting up there. But if you could do something that's a little more subtle, like... Sometimes I'll have clients get the... Do you remember everybody used to have these back in the day? The floor runners that, like, older people would have throughout their house over the carpet that has, like, the spikes on the bottom mm-hmm. to keep it gripped into the carpet? Yeah. You can go get a piece of that cut from, like, Home Depot or Lowe's and put it upside down on the couch. So it's like a little thin mat that you can roll out, and it's uncomfortable. There's also... Okay. certain mats that you can get that are battery operated. One of them has a shock function. I don't like that one. There's another one that you can get that you roll out, and it makes an ultrasonic noise that they don't like, that keeps going until they get off of it. So you could do anything like that that can deter them.
I know he doesn't like sound, but I did try the where they kind of like shock you type of thing.
Oh.
Didn't do anything.
I will tell you, though,
other dogs
I have cats. I have three cats, and I had problems with a baby grand that I have here, a piano, and they were going in it. And I did get one of those air blasts and horns. It makes a horn noise when they go near it. It worked.
The one that has the motion sensor on the top? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the scat? Yeah.
But Lisa, we got to say goodbye, because that music means we're at the top of the hour. But I would try that horn, because it worked perfectly for me. It's like a like Jasmine said, it's got a motion detector on it. They're not expensive. You can get them in pet stores. But try that out and let us know how you make out with the dog.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're Lisa.
Welcome.
We got to say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. But spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
Talking Pets.
There's such an air of spring.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.